Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Hagman from our brother station, The Fan, is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, hanging out with not only baseball stars, but Garth Brooks, too. Eric, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Rough assignment that you have to go down to Bradenton and lead off our coverage for spring training. All right, so tell us about running into Garth Brooks. How was that?
It was pretty neat. He was out on one of the fields here at Pirate City in the morning. I took some ground balls. He was batting. And then when he came into the clubhouse, and I should add, he's in the Major League clubhouse, his locker right next to Jameson Taillon, so that tells you what kind of pull he has. He talked with us for an extensive period of time, just very down-to-earth man, and relayed his why he likes the Pirates. It all started when he was a kid and Roberto Clemente. And, of course, this is all for his Teammates Foundation for Kids, which has raised more than $100 million since he started it 20 years ago. So he comes down here, he gets a lot of publicity, and the Pirates are more than welcome to allow him to stay here for basically however long he wants.
Yeah, that's really tremendous. And for those that don't know, Garth Brooks is coming to Heinz Field in May, and it's supposed to be a huge concert. He has a tremendous following.
Yeah, it was funny, Larry, because when he was talking to us, he said, well, you know, Pittsburgh's on my tour. He said, I'm going to be there, I think, in April or May. And then I don't know if it's one of his PR people who's off to the side. He shouted out the exact date to him. So Garth at least knows when he's going to be at Heinz Field.
But wait a minute, Eric. You kind of glossed over the first part. He was out
what
taking ground balls and hitting. So how did he do on the field?
I saw a little bit of it. He, you know, muffed one here or there, but also fielded a couple cleanly. I mean, the man is 57 years old. I can relate to him on the field at that age. And he handled himself well. The swing isn't bad. It's not going to make the majors, but the swing isn't bad. And, you know, it received the national attention. I saw it on the national news last night. They were showing him on the field. So that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, and baseball's all about family and having fun and thinking spring right now for a lot of people here. As you know, Eric, that's a good thing. So what about the 2019 Pirates? What are the new wrinkles? What are you looking for? What are you covering?
Well, basically we're covering a lot of the new guys because even though it's been a relatively quiet off season, there are new players here, and there are players who, you know, have made their mark in the major leagues. Yesterday, I spoke with Francisco Liriano, who's back for a second stint with the Bucks. He's really excited. They gave him his old locker stall in the clubhouse. He's really excited to be back, and I think it might be a case of he knows he doesn't have that many more years left in the major leagues. This is an opportunity for him to extend his career and in a familiar environment. Melky Cabrera, who they officially signed yesterday, I mean, that guy's played 14 years at the majors. He's been on world championship teams. He's been an all-star MVP. Yes, he probably is on the downside of a very good career, but they're going to give him a look to see if he can make this team as a fourth outfielder. Talked to Gregory Polanco yesterday. Of course, he had that horrific injury on that slide, and he needed shoulder surgery. He threw for the first time. And he said he feels good. And he, I think, is ahead of schedule. Barring a setback, I think we're going to see him maybe a month to 6 weeks earlier than what the Pirates projected.
Are they going to give him some retraining in how to slide, I hope?
Boy, I'll tell you.
That was ugly.
Yeah, even before he injured himself on that, John, that was – he's never been a great base runner because he's so tall. And, you know, people have likened him to like a giraffe that maybe has been hit with a tranquilizer, you know, something like that. But, I mean, the arms flail, though. The legs are going all over the place. He has a hard time being a compact runner. But that slide, if he wasn't injured, it would have been a miracle. But, again, to injure the knee and then the shoulder very seriously,
yeah.
They are going to work with him. And he's got to realize, too, you know, that he just can't do that. I mean, his career was in jeopardy.
What a great description, a giraffe hit with a tranquilizer. And that's, you know what you've done to me now, Eric. Every time I see him run, I'm going to be thinking about that when the season gets underway. So when do they start playing games?
Well, they're not going to play games until a week from Saturday. So it's going to be that old practice. The pitchers and catchers go through their first workouts tomorrow, official workouts. A lot of these guys have been down here for weeks. And then this training facility, Pirate City, which is just fabulous, they can go out there whenever they want. But everything gets started under Clint Hurdle's eye tomorrow. Then the position players are required to be in over the weekend. Their full squad workout will be Monday. So they get like 5 days of workouts, and then they start playing.
Well, we're looking forward to your reports. And if you don't mind, we'll bug you again. But thanks, Eric.
All right, bug away. You're welcome.
And look for the duet, Eric Hagman and Garth Brooks, soon to be released.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.